This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we read through the Bible in 2 years, it's okay to stop and study a portion that interests us. So let's do an inductive study of Numbers 33. In an inductive study, first notice what is being said. Most of this chapter is devoted to listing the places where Israel stopped during their wilderness wanderings and identifying the place and time of Aaron's death. It closes with instructions for when they enter the promised land and warnings for when they don't follow God's commands explicitly. The second thing in an inductive study is to determine what is meant by what is said. Reflecting on what is said, I felt God wanted them to understand He had guided and provided for them during their 40 years of wandering, even though they often failed Him. He kept His promise to go before them and was assuring them He would continue to do so. Since this is true, they should trust and obey Him as they prepare to conquer and possess the promised land. His past faithfulness was the basis for trusting Him to be faithful in the future. The third step in the inductive study is to answer the question, what difference should what I find in my study make in the way I live my life? The theme of the book of Numbers is the patience and persistence of God. I need to trust God to guide and provide even when I fail, to wait patiently until I confess and renew my commitment, and then to lead me on to victory. In 2 Timothy 2:13, Paul rightly declared, "If we are faithless, He, that is God, will remain faithful, for He cannot disown Himself." Praise God.